were saying that coaches were emphasizing how good the Bears were at takeaways earlier in the week, but it didn't seem to help out much there today. What happened out there in terms of turnovers?
Yeah, they tipped us good during the week on how good they is, and I think they close to setting a record on turnovers or touchdowns on defense or something like that, but just situation, they made some good plays. They're very good at what they do on getting the ball out. They just made a lot of good plays.
What does Tillman, I think he had four forced fumbles. What does he do particularly well for?
He just found a good way of getting his hands on the ball, knocking the ball out, and always being around the ball. I guess you can say he hustled a lot or whatever, but he's always around the ball making a play.
80-yard touchdown mean less when the game's already out of hand and when you dropped it twice?
Yeah, it means less. A situation where you still tilt the hats off to the offensive line for making a good block and the fullback for helping me get that. But at the end of the day, it didn't help us win the game or anything like that. Situation I had two fumbles, so kind of crazy.
It just seemed like the game got away very quickly from you guys. I mean, boom, all of a sudden you're down 21 or 28.
Yeah, real quick, you can see we took the ball first and had a pass play and fumble off the first play of the game. And just look up and they're up 21. So, the situation, they're a real good defense, real good team, and I think we helped them out a lot today.
CJ, you're not known as a fumbler. Was it more of what you weren't doing or more of what they were doing?
Just on the first play, it was a pass play that I caught, and it was sort of like a bang-bang situation. Not really enough time to tuck the ball in or anything like that. Made a nice hit on me or whatever. And then the second one, it just comes from I gotta cover the ball up just out there. Knowing we down by a lot of points and me being the type of player I am, just trying to make plays and try to give us a spark, get us on the board or something like that. And just cutting back through the middle with a lot of defenders around me. I just know I got to cover that ball up no matter what the situation is.
Was that a case where they knocked that one out?
Yeah, they knocked it out. Yeah.
Okay, so back-to-back illegal formation penalties. People watching that think, you know, what's this team doing that they can't even get the basics right before the snap? What's it say to you when you see stuff like that?
Just got to pay attention more and know the right thing to do. Know where to line up at. These coaches all week gave us the right formula, and we had a good week of practice. That would make it even worse. When you have a good week of practice and everybody lining up right, doing the right things, and then just getting in the game and just messing it all up.
Offensive line was a little injured. How do you feel
Latuia
and some of those guys stepped in and did?
They stepped in and did a good job getting up on those guys, keeping them off mat a little bit. It's just a situation that you really couldn't tell or really look at it because we had so many turnovers and that just took everything.
What'd you think of all the noise for Chicago?
Anytime you have 4 or 5 turnovers and the team go out like that, it's going to be like that no matter what.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it.